Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run. We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done? Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21, but he comes home each evening and he's ready with his gun. So watch out, Mr. Hitler, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed the bus. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
You're waking up to the Eric Monaghan Show on Maryland Alternative Radio, 1386 and 1314 kilohertz.
There'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and flew his disguise. Your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be hail and heart out. The Christmas we get, we deserve. We'll be right back.
possibly one of the best Christmas songs. Seems to have certainly stood the test of time. If memory serves me right, I think it was 1972, Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. A lot of energy in there and very clear vocals. Good morning, it's Eric Monaghan back with you again. It's a bank holiday. Thanks to John Freeman for letting me have a lie in. John did the 10 till 11.30 slot there. Did you notice all the yawning, though? Very unprofessional. John's normally on in the afternoon, you see, so he's... not used to this sort of thing. Now, just let you know what's happening on the station. Today, following me, it's Tony Hayes at 1 o'clock. And then after today, you'll have to listen to us on the streams on the 29th and 30th. Government cutbacks and all that, we've had to economise, so we won't be on tomorrow or the day after. But if you want to listen to the continuous music on the stream, www.mar.me.uk, www.mar1386.com. But then we are back on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, and three powerful names to look forward to there kicking the day off. It's John Dwyer, 10 o'clock, the excellent Mike Stand at 11.30, and the legendary Dave Simpson at 1 o'clock, before you get back into the normal rabble of John Freeman, Emperor Rogers, Wolfman J, Lee Morrison, Steve Martin making an appearance, and Roger and Jackie to take us through to... the brand new year and the brand new decade. So, hope you've enjoyed the Eric Monaghan programmes throughout 2010, and thanks for tuning in. Obviously, I've got another show to go yet. It sounds like I'm going to take my leave of you now. Going to move on now with an excellent track from The Clash called Tommy Gun.
Oh, woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me? Wow. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while.
1973 sound of ELO and Showdown. Merseyland Alternative Radio, MAR1386.com. And if you want to get in touch with us, it's MAR@rock.com. Back to the Christmas theme now. Oh, by the way, before I forget, Doctor Who fans, you're about 13 minutes away from the next episode, part 16. Part 16 of The Ambassadors of Death in about 13 minutes' time. A little bit earlier in my show because I try to keep it on the top of the hour if I can. So that'll be with you at noon. So back to the Christmas theme and Saint Etienne. I don't think this is one of the best of their tracks, I have to confess. It's I Was Born on Christmas Day. But I do like Saint Etienne, but I think this is one of the weaker of the tracks. But see what you think.
Roll the tape.
Won't you be here soon?
You tease me, could not work at all.
Little bird acts ugly in the fall. Getting busy after Halloween. Mid-November got the conversation. I'm so glad that I just got my bed. I was born on Christmas Day. Full of spring.
At the phone you tell you everything.
Like the crazy evenings on the yacht.
Tim and Sarah went and tied the knot. Did you know they pulled the town hall down? I don't think you recognize this town. Never could have been a tennis player. Get into the acting line.
Received. Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain
Tobias Wilcock welcoming you aboard Coconut Airways Flight 372 to Bridgetown, Barbados. We will be flying at an height of 32,000 feet and at an airspeed of approximately 600 miles per hour. Refreshments will be served after takeoff. Kindly fasten your safety belts and refrain from smoking until the aircraft is airborne.
Whoa!
Papa India's PSL, go from Bridgetown, from the country.
something if you want me.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet
me in the hallway.
Tony Orlando and Dawn there, Knock Three Times. Before that, we were off to Barbados with Typically Tropical and started off with Saint Etienne, I Was Born on Christmas Day. Going back to 1976 now, just ahead of Doctor Who, it's The Drifters and You're More Than Number.
In an underground bunker, the three spacesuited figures were again lying on slabs in an isolation chamber. A nervous, balding man seated at a console in front of the observation window turns to Regan, who is making a phone call at the adjacent desk.
They must be dying.
I don't think so.
But I can't deal with them here. They should be in the intensive care unit, in a hospital.
You've got your instructions, Lennox.
Dr. Lennox, if you don't mind.
I thought they took that away from you. Hello? This is Regan. Everything went fine. Lennox is looking after them. No, no trouble at all. I just dropped those two off on the way. Right.
At space headquarters...
And you really think that they're still in orbit, in the Mars probe?
I do.
Their life support systems will be running down. Got to send up another recovery capsule.
I should do that as quickly as possible, if I will.
I'll get on to Quinlan.
Must you?
I'll need his authority.
He dials a number.
Get me Sir James Quinlan. Top priority.
The minister takes the call.
Yes? Yes. But we don't really know if the astronauts are up there.
Well, if there's any possibility they're alive up there, we've got to go and get them.
Yes, of course, but the government simply will not authorize the expenditure on so little evidence.
We're not talking about money, we're talking about human life.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Sir James, I'm going to start preparations now. Unless I get your full backing, I'll call a press conference and tell them the entire story.
I would advise you not to do that.
Then you'll have to make sure that I don't have to.
Cornish hangs up. Quinlan turns to Carrington, who has been listening in.
Well, what are we going to do?
They mustn't send up a second recovery capsule.
I know that, but how are we going to stop them?
One of the space-suited figures has struggled to its feet in the isolation chamber and is stumbling towards the observation window. As the figure collapses, Lennox hurries over to the heavily bolted and locked radiation door, just as Regan descends the short flight of steps from the bunker's entrance. Now impeccably dressed in a business suit and tie and sporting a silk handkerchief in his breast pocket, he is carrying a folder of papers.
And just what do you think you're doing?
You've got to let me examine those men.
It's against orders.
The radiation count has dropped drastically. They should be recovering.
That's good then.
But one of them's collapsed.
Well, I was hired to get them here, that's all.
You weren't hired to let them die.
We don't know they're dying.
Regan. Do you think you'll get your money if they're dead?
Regan considers for a moment, and then pushes the little scientist aside, producing a key to unlock the door. He draws back the bolts, and then takes a pair of radiation gloves that are lying on the monitoring console.
Well, what about protective clothing?
You said the radiation had dropped. Right. I won't hang about in there.
She's the winner.
Redbone there sounding a little bit rough with the Witch Queen of New Orleans. Before that we had our Doctor Who series. And if you want to make a note, the next episode will be at 11 a.m. on the 2nd of January. Now it's quiz time on the Eric Monahan Show. I'm going to play you a track now by the Average White Band, and I want you to mull over what is the radio connection, and I will tell you the answer at the end of the programme.
Merseyland Alternative Radio, the rock of the north.
My child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore.
tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there's hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, when in the crypt they found him, oh my Lord, a golden halo crowned him, oh my Lord, they gathered all around him to see him and adore.
First thing that I'd like to do is to
save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time
with. That's one of those beautiful tracks from an artist that I don't really know. Time in a Bottle. This is Jim Croce, C-R-O-C-E. I hope that's how it's pronounced. Before that, we had Frantique and Strut Your Funky Stuff. That was from 1979. And before that, we had Mary's Boy, Child and Boney M. The Average White Band track kicked it all off. And before the end of the show, if I don't forget, I'll tell you the radio connection. Now, we're just going to nip over to France temporarily. We haven't been there in a long while on the Eric Monaghan show, and it's Alain Souchon, quite a big French artist, and I think it's called Le Gros Pétard on MAR. It rhymes.
Elle mange des boules de gomme depuis le matin jusqu'au soir, si bien qu'à force elle a attrapé un gros pétard. Mais quand on se retrouve sous les dredons dans le tergal, minuit, 4 heures dans les étoiles, où va cette jolie petite rue qui passe entre tes seins pieds nus, vers des films, vers des frissons, des plateaux, télévision, là où il y a autour du chanteur des jolis pétards en couleur. Mais moi je vais jeter tous ces journaux féminins où tout est trop beau. Elle mange des boules de gomme depuis le matin jusqu'au soir, si bien qu'à force elle a attrapé un gros pétard. Mais quand on se retrouve sous les dredons dans le tergal, minuit, 4 heures dans les étoiles, ces deux petites gouttes bleues qui coulent doucement de tes yeux, vers des miroirs faux trafiqués, des mannequins, des filles de papier. Tu cherches une ligne longiligne, une forme sans forme et cette mine. Mais moi je vais jeter tous ces journaux féminins, t'es trop beau. Elle mange des boules de gomme depuis le matin jusqu'au soir, si bien qu'à force elle a attrapé un gros pétard. Mais quand on se retrouve sous les dredons dans le tergal, minuit, 4 heures dans les étoiles, tu manges une pomme du gruyère, tu parles à la yaourtière, moi je reste avec. Ça se creuse entre nous.
marche tout droit. Cette fille-là fait celui qui la voit pas. Marche tout droit. Cette fille-là fait celui que ça laisse froid. C'est le genre de fille à qui tout le monde fait la cour. Toi ne lui tourne pas autour. Marche tout droit. Cette fille-là, c'est comme ça que tu l'auras. Marche tout droit. Cette fille-là, ne la regarde surtout pas. Marche tout droit. Cette fille-là te ferait perdre ton sang-froid. Elle est bien trop mignonne pour t'y risquer. Tu pourrais pas résister. Marche tout droit. Cette fille-là, elle est vraiment faite pour toi. Marche tout droit, cette fille-là, je suis sûr que tu l'auras. Marche tout droit, mais quand tu l'auras, là c'est elle qui te dira. Les filles sur lesquelles tu aimes bien te retourner, maintenant c'est terminé. Marche tout droit, cette fille-là, ne les regarde surtout pas.
just gone 12:30 on MAR, and that was the Bay City Rollers. I was just thinking to myself, the Bay City Rollers are a bit like Margaret Thatcher. Everybody has very dubious or doubtful memories about them. And yet, at one time, I mean, I remember used to watch the show on TV, Shangalang, that was on ITV. And, I mean, they were excellent. They were very popular, as was Margaret Thatcher at one time. And I sort of people say, oh, we're going to play the Bay City Rollers, and they'll, you know, are you? And as though you've gone mad. Apologies for the momentary lapse there. One of the big differences between Tony Hayes producing the show, who's doing it for me today, and John Freeman is, as you know, Tony is exceptionally knowledgeable about music and the history and the tracks and the highest position and the lineups and the charts. So, of course, he tends to mesmerise you with these facts as he's chirping on in the background. So it was a question of press any damn button at that point, so I do apologise. He's actually now gone off to produce his own show because he'll be following me in about 28 and a half minutes' time. We're going to stay in the 70s, it's 1976 to be precise. It's another group that were very popular at the time, Shawadi Wadi and Under the Moon of Love.
Sad and blue, but don't despair. belly, coming up on the left hand side. Headlights shining, driving rain on the window frame. Little young lady starters stitching her ride. And it's a 2, 4, 6, 8, ain't it too late? Me and my radio trucking all through the night. 3, 5, 7, 9, on the what line? Motorway sun coming up with the morning light.
Robinson there, 2, 4, 6, 8, and before that we had Alvin Stardust. Christmas offering now from Roy Orbison. Have to confess that it's a track that I don't know. Just sort of selected it at random because it was there, and something called Pretty Paper.
Presents to you, darling, from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. To write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Tuned to the Eric Monaghan Show on 1386 and 1314 on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Marvellous sound, the unmistakable sound of the Stylistics. Before that, we had the Trogs and Wild Thing, and we kicked off with Roy Orbison's Pretty Paper. About 9 minutes to go on the Eric Monahan Show before Tony Hayes brings you his own show. Thanks to Tony for producing this one. And I mentioned the average white band track that I played earlier. The radio connection was that when the early ILR stations started, Radio City and the likes, that was the music that did the voiceovers telling people about what exciting things were about to happen. And I think, from my own point of view, remember and listening then, all these ILR stations were excellent while they were test transmitting, because they were just playing excellent continuous music. Of course, as soon as they came on the air properly, you had Mrs. Smith's cat from Allerton, who could jump through hoops of fire taking up the airtime and things like that. And, you know, while I don't disagree that there's a place for that on the radio, it certainly wasn't the sort of thing that I wanted to listen to. Anyway, so it was the average white band, and it was the ILR stations were using them as the backing tracks. Now, just to let you know what's happening, I'm next on the air with you on the 2nd of January, and on that show at 10 o'clock, I will be trying to mention as many people who have contacted us throughout the latter part of 2010. And I have 53 people on that list, so it's going to take some doing. So if you've made contact with us in some way or other during 2010, make sure you tune in at 10 o'clock on the 2nd of January, and which is a Sunday, and tune in. And we are on the 31st, so we're on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, the Sunday, the 2nd of January, and the bank holiday, the 3rd of January. Now, obviously, we hope you're going to stay with us all the time. We realise that at this time of year, you've got lots of things to do. Could I stress to you, other than listening to the Eric Monahan Show, of course, that the time to tune in is between 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve, because you have three of the original crew from MAR, which started off, of course, in 1979. Three legends: John Dwyer, Mike Stand, Dave Simpson. Don't miss them. Straight back on with the music. We're going back to the 70s again, and it's actually 1972. An artist called Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now, and another couple of tracks, and that'll be the end of me for another day. Enjoy this one.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Alternative Radio.